Good morning to each of you. It's a blessing again to be here this morning. Thank you for them thoughts, Aiden. That was a blessing to think of again. Why God has chosen us as His bride, that's a truly amazing thought. This morning, I'd like to begin with reading Matthew 25, starting in verse 1. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. There are two aspects to this verse that I'd like to look at. The first part of this that I want to look at is what is happening right now, and then we will look at the part of what's going to happen at the end of time. Before I begin, I want to be clear that I don't want to be judgmental or come across as those that have left the church here are all lost. That isn't my heart. I don't want to be condemning. But just please hear my heart here. I would like though, if possible, to learn from the mistakes that some of them may have made. So to begin with, I'd like to start with the first verse. We know the kingdom of heaven is now, and it is a common mistake to think that the kingdom of heaven is something that will be coming in the future and is not here now. But the kingdom of heaven is now, and that is made plain by Jesus and John the Baptist and different ones, and different things they said. But the kingdom of heaven is now. And so this is talking about now. The virgins is an example, or is a parable of something that is happening right now. Verse 2 says, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. It is clear in the following verses that the difference was the foresight of things that were coming. 5 saw the potential for there to be delay in what they expected the bridegroom's coming. They were prepared with what it would take to meet the bridegroom. And what is it going to take for us to be faithful? I've I've spent a fair amount of time wondering with the many people I saw who started out well, who run the course a ways, and then it seems that there was that they lost their way. And I know I am no better than them. So what is going to keep me from ending like them? That's the burden on my heart today. There in some of the ones I'm referring to, there seems to be start being a subtle shift until many of them are now living in open sin. What happened? This is a question I've often asked myself. What went wrong? And I don't know those answers. I know I'm not better than them. What is going to keep us from going the same way? This is the question that I want to challenge us with this morning. What is going to provide me with the oil for His return? We can't use someone else's. I want us to think seriously about the choices that we make. Where will they lead us? And going on here, I'd like to read several scriptures that talk about the end of time, starting with verse 31 of this chapter, Matthew 25. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon His throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave Me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me in. Naked, and ye clothed Me. I was sick, and ye visited Me. I was in prison, and ye came unto Me. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we Thee an hungered and fed Thee, or thirsty and gave Thee drink? When saw we Thee a stranger and took Thee in, or naked and clothed Thee? Or when saw we Thee sick or in prison and came unto Thee? And the King shall answer, saying unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto me, to the one of the least of these My brethren, ye have done it unto Me. Then shall He also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from Me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave Me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me not in. Naked, and ye clothed Me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited Me not. Then shall they also answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we Thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto Thee? Then shall He answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not unto the least of these, ye did it not unto Me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal. I'd like to turn to Luke 13, and we'll start reading in verse 24. Luke 13, verse 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Then when once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto thee, I know ye not, whence are ye? Or I know you not whence ye are. Then ye shall begin to say, we have eaten and drunken in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then shall ye see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. I'd like to turn to Matthew 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21. And not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in thy name, and in thy name we have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And then back to Matthew 25, and we will read verses 11 and 12. Matthew 25, verse 11. Afterward came also other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch ye therefore, and know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. It should be sobering for us to think that all of the four passages that we read, the people somehow thought they were right with God. In none of these do I read that they were somehow feeling that they didn't know God. They thought they were His children. This should be a warning to us. And my heart's not for those that are for someone here that is truly born again to doubt their salvation. That is not my heart. But rather to seriously think in the direction our life is headed and see if it will end up where we want it to. Think of it this way. You know, a spaceship that is sent to the moon, it has to be perfectly timed to intercept the moon. I don't want us to doubt or take off. But I want us to focus on getting there regardless of the path it takes. I want to encourage each of you, be faithful and have oil in your lamp. Thank you. That is all that I have.